This episode of the Fully Geek Pod is sponsored by Tropical Box. Shop the freshest tropical fruits from around the world at www.tropicalbox.co.uk. And to get your 10% discount, enter Fully Geeked at the checkout. The Fully Geeked
Pod. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome, everybody, to the latest episode of the Fully Geek Pod, episode 209. It's me, the one they call Nate inside.
You got the one Kill inside.
Richie, Rich inside.
Merv. Marley, you're going to jump in the Walmart. Yeah.
Right, I'll let it slide this week.
greetings. How art thou? What is going on, people?
Bloody tired.
All good, bro. Just here. Yeah.
Tired, hot, sticky. Yeah. Pause. And the weather's crazy, man.
Not to worry. It's going to rain tomorrow. It's 99.
But it's still warm. Like, we're still in the 20s. Yeah, tomorrow.
I'm not complaining about this weather.
No, that's complaining, but it's scary, bro.
Clearly, it sounds like you are.
No, I'm concerned. Like,
why?
Complaining, it's concerned, not normal. Go on.
Why is it like not normal?
In the 42 years that I've been on this earth, I've never experienced a summer in October.
It's not summer in October, it's just sunny in October.
Bro, it's summer, bro. This is summer.
People are in shorts, vests today.
Bro, it's summer.
I've been saying this ain't normal. It's not. But
you know, like when you do those 1830s reunions, that's what summer's basically done.
Guys, this is normal. Right? No. This is the norm.
No, even the Indian summer. Do you remember we're having the Indian summer? That was like till mid September or something. Like, but this is a madness right now.
I hear you, but I don't think it's summer. I just think we just had a nice.
What's summer to you then?
Summer is like it's hot.
Oh, you know, no, because he's a teacher. Because he's not on school holidays. That's why it's not summer.
It's not summer, man. It's not summer. I'm at work. This is early autumn.
No, man.
Guys,
it's pretty late autumn right about now.
No, it's supposed to be early.
This is the first time we've ever any of us have experienced the fact that there's still leaves on the trees. We said this the other day.
Exactly.
No, I don't believe this. School and the leaves would be on the floor. Nah,
I definitely don't believe that.
Boy, it's been a minute. It's been a long minute.
Last year was all right as well.
No. Last year's summer was banging, but it ended when it was supposed to end.
Nah, man, I feel like
This is the first, man. This is the first.
I think summer still ended a little bit later.
Yeah, bro.
Well, last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
maybe
know.
Maybe mid-ish.
We're going into the middle of October.
This is what I'm trying to say to you.
It's the 10th, guys. It's not the middle, guys. It's the 10th.
But we're going into.
I said so going because I knew someone. This
guy. We've still got 5 days. Five, six days for the middle, isn't it?
Yeah, but from looking at the forecast, bro, it's going to be 20s for time.
It ain't going to be 20s, man. We good. Man, it's 20s tomorrow. That's it.
Have you noticed that every day has shown
forecast. Saturday.
Is it forecast?
Yeah, forecast.
Overcast. But it's been mad sunny. It ain't been what the weather's been showing us. Just thought I'd put that out there.
Oh, is this another conspiracy?
Okay, from Saturday it goes down to 13.
But Saturday 13 still, but that's perfect for me, you know.
Yeah,
that's still, that's still t-shirt weather.
T-shirt weather at 13, guys. Of course. We're smoking. Of course. What are we smoking?
Depending on what activity you're doing, right? I'm assuming.
That's just walking. Just walking.
Oh, okay, allow yourself, innit?
But just being outside on 13. I'm gonna lie. The thing is, I'm not gonna lie. From the time that Merv told me he was in St. Lucia, sweating, yeah, it's too hot to go outside. Merv, I hear you. You prefer the 13. The 13 for me ain't the one. 13.
I still didn't even mow my lawn, even after I told Rich to do his.
My grass is growing, man. Madness.
I come across on Sunday.
No, Merv messaged, man, and said, this is your final chance to cut your grass. And I thought, you know what? I looked out the window and I thought, I think he's right. So I cut it down, chopped it down and everything. I was like, yeah, you know what, Merv, big up. Man's telling me now he didn't even do it himself.
I didn't do mine at all. I was like, looking at it, I'll do it later. Hmm?
the garden looks good. Like, you know, like from now, it would be good until next spring.
As I say, like, my name is actually not still in his cutting. It's cutting.
No, mine is cutting big time.
But yes, definitely weekend was short weather. From the time I came home from work on Friday, I was in shorts until Monday morning when I went to work. But yeah, it's all been good. Anything else that anyone's been up to this weekend?
1-0, that's all.
I was there. It was.
Awesome.
Well, anyway, we'll save that to
another. Referee corruption. Just saying.
One more time, say it again, Cardi. Hear that one.
Corruption. With refs, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Yes, bro. Yes.
Shout out Tottenham Hotspur.
Why?
They're top of the table.
Bun them, bro. Fire.
Yo, right now North London is doing bits. Big up the whole of North London inside, you get me?
Ah, man.
Anyway.
Including Merv.
Yeah.
And we just big up Richard, though, for finally coming to the realization that the WWE isn't real. Please.
Why are you saying that?
Dude, where did that come from?
He posted in the group with the guy that...
Never mind.
Cracked the blood thing on his head.
Yeah. Oh, I used to wonder how that me. You know what? I remember when it happened to Hitman. I can't remember who Hitman
was.
He was fighting someone, and obviously he was my favorite fighter back in the day. And he started bleeding. I'm like, oh, nah. But when I thought it was fake, I said, no, but I saw Hitman bleed, though. It was bleeding, man. Like, I said, nah,
it definitely was bleeding. It definitely was bleeding, but he did it himself. Yeah, you know, obviously, I've come to the realization that WWE, WWF.
No, I'm going to be real. WWF was real, Rich. WWE is not real. Because WWE is when they use the word entertainment. When it was WWF, World Wrestling Federation. That was real.
No, it wasn't real. It wasn't real. It's all fake, man.
It's real, bruv.
Go back and watch it now, bruv. It's even worse now, bruv.
Now we're going to say, oh, look back at it now. But when we're talking about Superman from back in the day, that's okay, because that was good.
Superman?
Oi, we're talking about wires and shit.
Don't get Merv started, please.
No, man. I had to.
No, but it's true, though. It's true what you're saying.
No, the tech still holds up, man. Still holds up. Remember, I watched that film at least twice a year, you know, and it still holds up.
We know.
You're not the only person. You know, like that royalties check. It's just Merv. It's just Merv watching on pay-per-view.
Merv, I got your back, bro. He's definitely, you ain't the only person, bro.
There's two of you watched on pay-per-view.
You don't understand how deep that film is. Don't let me get
into
it.
We're not doing that.
Please don't.
All right. Talking of Sunday's match and Zinchenko put a tweet out or an Instagram post that got people talking, and he said, "We stand with Israel." And I thought, oh, okay, what's going on here? But it looks like there's another war starting between Israel and the Palestinians.
There's not another war, bruv. This war.
It's the same war. It's the same war that we've been going. Like, it's been
going from
day one, man. Like I grew up with Palestinians, right, in my neighborhood, and their parents used to talk about the Israel and Palestine war, and I'm like, I don't know what you guys are talking about, but it sounds deep, and they had hatred for people from Israel and how they spoke about the land and everything else, and all of the kind of the historic parts of it. Like, obviously, I'm not in touch with what's currently going on now, but I remember everyone has been saying free Palestine forever. Now, Palestine have now retaliated in some way, in a significant way. Everyone's saying we stand with Israel, which is a bit shocking. Like, after all these years of everyone saying free Palestine, it's crazy.
Yeah, the West always backs Israel, always. Do you know what I mean? obviously there's deeper meanings to that. I'm sure mine will be able to explain further. But obviously, as I don't know, get ourselves in trouble, but there's connections in the West. Allegedly. Huh?
No, I say, Merv, get ready with the edit button.
No. Okay, you know, anyway, there's connections, hence why the West and the UN always back Israel.
Yeah.
This is my knowledge on it. Basically, the Jews that were there, that's not Jews, people always get confused because Jew is a religion, that's the religion in it, Marlon.
Yeah.
The Hebrews that were there left, right? Or was it the Jews that were there left? They left into Europe and left, so there was nothing. So the Palestinians occupied that land, which is rightly so. You know what I mean?
The Gaza Strip, yeah.
Yeah. So there were no. I think the Jews were there, but they were the minority people in that area, and it was majority Palestinians. You get me? And then something happened in this after World War II where the British came and they forced a home for the Jews that left for Europe to come back. So like they shifted all the Palestinians to one side basically and said, listen, the Jews are coming back. You look, go back over there. And then it's just like a treaty that was done between the British and the Jews of that time, whatever.
The Israelis,
yeah. And yeah, so like obviously it was in the Israelis done their border, but the border also went deeper. So they took more land than they should have taken. And that's what's causing the beef, basically. You know what I mean? And they built some massive walls all the way through Israel and stuff. And basically the Israelis have been, because they're backed and they got that financial backing, you know, they've been overpowering the Palestinians all these years. And this allegedly maltreating them and, you know, constant gunfire and whatever, do you know what I mean? And just to add, like, people always think Palestinians are Muslims, but some of the Palestinians are the earliest of Christians as well. Mm-hmm. It's like, there's a lot of Christians that are Palestinians. So get that misconception that it's the Muslims that are having war with the Jews. But the Israelis are also mistreating the Christians in Palestine as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, 100%. Yeah, man, it's an ongoing war that we will never understand, and I don't think it will ever be fixed until you give the Palestinians back what they deserve. And yeah, man, it's just, I don't think it'll ever get solved. Because I think the Iranians now, is it the Iranians that hit Israel recently? Was that Hamza? Was it
the Hamas?
Hamas, yeah.
Yes, the Hamas. Their attack. But I thought they. I
thought they're Iranian. Are they Iranian or
I'm
are
not
they
sure.
Palestinian? Okay.
I thought they were Palestinians, but I know that the whole beef was that the Israeli government didn't know this was going to happen, and the Israeli government.
But why should they know? It's a war.
Apparently, they know everything. They're like one of the best secret intelligence services in the world.
Trust me, because my brother, he stayed in Lebanon for like he was stationed there for like 2-3 years, and he was telling me that the intelligence the Israelis have is next level. And he goes, how all the Israelis can speak Arabic, all of them can speak Arabic, but the Palestinians, that they can't speak Hebrew.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so they know everything that's going on, and they got people everywhere that you wouldn't know, and their signal can infiltrate everywhere, like in a lot of Arab countries. So they're listening to everything, what's going on and stuff. Allegedly.
Don't get brother in trouble, bro.
Yeah.
Allegedly. And it says allegedly his brother. It was a man that told him about a dog that lived in another country that spoke to him via sat-nav. That's what it was.
Exactly. Via Facebook, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, like, it's deep, man. The Israeli government, the Israeli army, very, very well equipped. Intelligence, very, very well equipped. That's why they have. That's why they have that security. That's security over the Palestinians, because obviously the Palestinians don't have that. They're not that advanced.
They don't have the resources.
Yeah, they have the resources. You know what I mean?
It reminds me of
a secret. Sorry, go on, Nate.
No, sorry, go on, Mark.
No, I was just gonna say it's not a secret that the world knows that America supports Israel. Like Kel just said, they send over like billions a year. Don't quote me on the number, but like, that's a.
And since that, all of them have come out. Biden's come out, Richie's come out. Everyone is like, they're all lending their support. What was that program, Merv? The one, the reporter. It started off as a woman reporter, she went undercover, and then he's come on trying
Homeland.
Homeland. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When they infiltrate all of this stuff, and then it turned out to be the man.
Yeah, okay. What are you smiling for?
Like, no, I remember, you know, I remember it. I remember Merv. Remember Merv does that Homeland. Remember? Merv, you know what? It's long. Don't worry about it, bruv. Yeah.
All right, it's your fault, isn't it, man? You could have watched it with me, man. Let me be ride or die by myself, man.
No, it was the early season of Homeland. The early season of Homeland was good. By the end,
it was good. Yeah, that the last season, I was like, oh, I can't be honest.
Yeah. All right. Talking of our British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak was in the news the other day because he was doing the most. He was speaking of his chest, but he spoke about his stance on identity, common sense at the Conservative Party conference and stuff like this. So I don't know.
Where's this come from, though? Even the whole we back Israel. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Rishi, like, bruv, what do you know about all this stuff, bruv? If I ask you now the history of Israel, you can't tell me nothing. Like,
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know if they're. It's not even election time coming up soon.
Nah, not at all. But yeah, the whole sex thing, like. Yeah, use common sense. We will not be forced or we will not be bullied, because bullied, that's the word he uses. Yeah, we'll not be bullied into being forced into choosing what sex, whatever. I'm like, bruv, like, where's all this chess coming from?
But see, this kind of chess, when it comes out, there's something between the lines or bigger agenda out there for them to say all this kind of stuff. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not saying if he's wrong or right or whatever. I'm just saying I haven't seen this side of Rishi before.
No, but I never thought they would come out our government speaking, because
right.
You get what I mean?
I never
expected that, because the government has always backed diversity and all that kind of stuff. So it was kind of like, oh, okay, where's this come from? So there's much more to it, 100%.
Yeah.
Watch the space.
Definitely. Like I said, it was just a lot, because I've never seen him, like I said, more him talking about financial stuff. I ain't heard him speak.
And I think any prime minister speak on that topic in that way.
No.
They're always very they're very CP, you know what I mean?
PC.
About PC about those topics. Do you know what I mean?
Massive CP, bro.
CP, old school child protection. I was like, oh, what's going on here? Talking of child protection, I hope none of you are watching that stupidness. That's a new program that started on BBC the other day.
What's that?
About Jim will fix it. Not Jim. Jimmy. What's his
Jimmy
name?
Savile.
Jimmy Savile.
Yeah.
Someone said to me at school, I said I will not be watching that.
Nah, man, not at all. Not at all.
Richard, your girl Holly quit.
Holly, really? Can you believe it? No, but do you know what?
No, one
obviously.
Can.
No, do you know what it was? Obviously, recently, I think, did we mention it last week that there was a guy who hired someone to go and kidnap her?
Oh, sorry. Did you? Yeah, we did mention it. Have you seen the guy that's supposed to have done it?
This guy, you can't take him seriously, bruv.
No, bruv, it's no disrespect. Like, no disrespect, yeah? The guy, there's a video of the guy saying he gets tired going from his car to the front door. Yeah?
I know.
Generally, he said he gets tired from walking from the car to the front door. Why the hell has Holly Willoughby got police protection, bruv?
No, however, listen, but you got to remember, he's paid for someone's tickets from the US to travel in and out of the UK. That's the reason why it's been taken so seriously. You look at him, you laugh, but he's actually paid. But he's actually paid someone money. Is paid for someone's travel from the US to come to the UK, and he's been and at his premises was he was found with ropes and activity that you kidnap someone with, isn't it?
Maybe he's just into kinky stuff.
Potentially. However, obviously it's frightened her because you gotta remember, right, how much hate mail she received following Philip Schofield and the whole incident happening with him leaving. And it was going back and forth, back and forth. And this was, I think this got to a point where it was just enough's enough now. I need to walk away. Like, I've got a family, I'm married and all that kind of stuff. I've got to think about my family. I've got to think about myself going forward. And I get that. I know certain individuals in the group said, who cares? But I care. She's Holly Willoughby.
So, what's she done? What's she done for you, bro?
She's been part of my entertainment. She's been entertaining me for years, bro.
Well, she don't care about you, bro.
Of course she doesn't care about me, but I'm one of her. I'm a fan.
I'm sure you are, mate. I'm sure you are.
I think Holly's best work was probably like...
Hold on. What do you mean? You are?
No, I know you like certain assets and aspects of, you know...
Okay. Just making sure.
Now, you know, I'm sick of these people, man. Honestly, like all these TV presenters, they think they're bigger than they are. Do you know what I mean? They think they can get away with murder, and they think they can just say what they want to say or feel how they want to. From Pierce to Rich, that Richard guy the other day to what's his name? Schofields, like all of them, they're all scum. All of them, bro. It's all scum. They all think they're better than what they are, man. Get out of here, because you're on TV for like a couple of hours. You think you run things, you can say whatever you want and feel no way. But do you know what I mean?
Let's be honest. Holly Willoughby hasn't done anything wrong.
She should get out of here as well. She knew about Schofield, bro. They were best friends, about she didn't know nothing. You think they have a pillow talk at night sometimes, bro. Get out of here, man. She knew everything that Scopo was doing.
He's married, allegedly.
Bro, my man's not married, bro. On paper, maybe, but that was it.
From what we know and what we understand, she had no idea about that.
Of course, yeah, because she's the you know, innocent blue-eyed blonde hair woman. Of course, we all believe her, innit? Just like how referees are in the UK are prim and proper. I don't make human errors. The same way TV presenters that are blonde, blue eyes, they're fine. They're angels, aren't they? Yeah, cool. Let's go along with it then.
Kel has been drinking strawberry milkshake, bro.
He's been drinking some of my old drink, bro. That's what I've been drinking, bro.
Nah, man. Nah.
Ever since Kel, stop
this misconception of people, bro. Like, just because they're on TV, look what Jimmy, like you just mentioned, Jimmy Savage, look at him. He was on TV raping kids. But because he was on TV, he got away with murder, Royal Paris. All of them, that's what I'm trying to say. They're all scum, all of them. But you know why they get away with it so long? You know why they get away with it? You know why they get away with it so long? Then after they pass away, it all comes out. Or when they're mad old, after they've done all their dirtiness, it all comes out. Like, come on, bro. They've had their fun.
A lot of it revolves around money, right? You got to remember that as well. They've been paying people off. And people are not allowing themselves to be exposed. It's like
allegedly. All you say is all allegedly, bro.
But we don't know.
They're all in it. The bosses knew what they were doing, fam. Everyone knows what they're doing. No one's stupid. Bruv, they what's it called? Bruv, like, they close their eyes. Like, nah, we can't see nothing.
And listen, we need a bomb for certain situations, yeah. And like right now, there needs a, because that's a bomb right there. Come on, we've been talking about this for a long time. I'm glad it's coming out.
Do you know?
I got your back, bruv.
You know what? I'm gonna lie to you, Kel.
Because you're saying everything anyway.
I smiled. There's a reason why I smiled, because I'm looking at the camera, yeah. And obviously, Merv just sipped his tea. He said, "I'm not getting involved. I'm sipping my tea." Yeah. But Marlon looked, and the smile on Marlon's face was that look like a proud father. Like, you know, like he looked at you. No, I swear that when you watch this video, okay, he looked at you like, and he was like, yeah. You know, like when your son scores a hat trick in a football match or something like that, he looks at you like, yeah, that's my boy.
My brother right there, boy.
I'm just sick and tired of it, bro. Honestly, man. I'm sick and tired of it, man. So, will it be critting after everyone boo-hoo? Yeah, 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 cool. Move on, bro, man. I don't see your face no more anyway. Yeah.
Which nicely leads us into our next segment, which is today is World Health Day.
Mental health.
World Mental Health Day. And obviously, everyone likes to use the word mental health, but it is a day that we celebrate mental health and the importance for everyone. And everyone has mental health, whether you have good mental health or poor mental health at that moment. It's just a day for us to talk about mental health and show that everyone that mental health matters.
100%. It's not just being crazy, man. People think mental health and automatically, oh, you got to be crazy. Nah, man. Like, it's just, you know, it's a broad topic, broad spectrum. You know what I mean? Where, yeah, man. Like, especially as black men, we don't talk enough. You know what I mean? And we don't. We're very I think we've been raised that way anyway. Just the whole, not come on, man up, man. Deal with the matter. You know what I mean? Like, just get on with it. You know what I mean? A lot of us have been raised that way. Do you know what I mean? No time to cry. You get me? Like, just move on. Get on with it, man. Do you know what I mean? Instead of, like, addressing the issue, understanding why that issue has arose and how to tackle that issue and how to, you know what I mean, avoid in the future. Whatever, you know what I mean? There's certain skills that we should develop or whatever. Like, we lack those skills and we just become harder and harder and harder. Pause.
Yeah, but I think that's changed somewhat now.
Yeah, it's getting better. It's definitely getting better. I'm talking about our generation. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, from our generation in that sense. But I think the youth of today, I think probably youth of today tend to play on it a bit more on mental health when there's probably not a mental health issue. Is it, maybe it's a discipline issue or a behavioral issue. But you probably, I think it's played on more now. But like I said, for our generation growing up, I totally get that. And the generation above us as well. So I totally get that. But I definitely think it's definitely played upon now these days. And these kids are smart, right? They know what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, kids that get diagnosed from early, depression, PTSD, all sorts. They get from school. They get diagnosed quick. You know what I mean? It could be good. It could be bad. Because like Rich says, a lot of kids will play on that. Do you know what I mean? The moment that's mentioned, anytime they misbehave or they go the wrong way, oh, I've got ADHD. Oh, I've got, you know what I mean? They just throw that word in the air that they've been labeled with, and they'll just all keep falling back on that word all the time without, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's a catch-22 in a sense where is it good that they're labeled straight away, or is it trying to find a way of them trying to manage how they see things and stuff like that?
No, I
don't think the parents help people. Sorry.
What did you say?
I don't think parents help sometimes in that situation, because I've come from places where I've seen kids have like ADHD, so-called ADHD, and then I'll see the parent push it on them. And oh, no, it's because they're ADHD. If you keep giving them that excuse that it's ADHD, then they're going to play on it, just like you said. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's also one of the things that there are two things that, yes, I think we need to be able to talk a lot more. And I think it should always be a thing that I think it should always be somebody that you can talk to. Do you know what I mean? So, like, for example, if you ain't seen one of the man them, even if your man them ain't really messaging a little WhatsApp group, or, you know, like, you notice something, like, just pick up the phone, give them a call, see, like, if everyone's all right. Do you know what I mean? It could be anything. That we're all going through different things, isn't it? So I think it's important to look after our mental health like that. But I do know, for example, when there are, like, if we ever hear of a crime that's on a madness, like one of these, somebody's done a madness, the first thing we all say, he must be mental health. It must be mental health. But sometimes it's not, in it. Sometimes the person is just doing wrong and what have you. But I do think we need to find time to talk about these things, or find other ways for us to be able to look after mental health, whether that's going to the gym, whether it's picking up a sport, whether it's doing boxing, whether it's doing a podcast, like any of these kind of things. Like just
or your hobbies. You might have a hobby, like just
drawing, painting, colouring, pictures. Yeah. Not necessarily gameplays, like playing on PlayStation, whatever. Like, well, that's cool. That also could be
worse for you,
man. If I've released that stress. Shout out Mike. But the thing is, Mike ain't gonna listen to it, so I don't need to throw it.
Mike's ignored. But see, anyway, that's another topic for another day.
Go 100.
Yeah, man, buy a guitar, learn an instrument, anything. So that's just how I can.
Yeah, it's real. Yeah, exactly.
Hold on. Look at this guy. Go buy a guitar, learn an instrument. We want a live performance on this podcast, bruv, from you.
be loud, but.
Yeah,
I hope all that stuff in the back is not for decoration, Mal.
Doing my thing, man. I've had time. All right,
come on. Don't worry. In the near future, guys, listeners, watchers, you will get performance from Marley Mal. You
know? When you see it on Spotify, just put it on your playlist and just keep it on. Replay, come on, please.
Come on.
All day.
every damn day. All right, guys. I guess a legend of our time, a Chelsea legend, retired today at the grand age of 32 years old. Belgian international Eden Michael Walter Hazard retired from football today.
Man, he's not been injured, is he? He's not been like
No. I don't think so. I think he just said
no, he's fully fit. His contract got terminated with Real Madrid in the summer.
Yeah,
no, I don't think he sees himself go to any other team in it. But let's go Saudi for a few years, brother. Let's go Saudi, man.
No, I think he's just saying,
money.
He's not enjoying it no more, innit?
Yeah, his mind's not there, innit?
But he reminds me of like Andre Sharvin. I don't know if you remember Andre Sharvin used to play for Arsenal.
Yeah,
years ago. Sharvin. You know what we're saying?
I said, do we remember him? Of course we do.
Oh yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
Come like, on, four. Come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like. He was phenomenal when he first come to us. He was
that first game.
No, he had a good season.
He had a good season, but I think it's second up three half the season. Like I don't know what happened. He got an injury. Then he just like he had no more energy, no more appetite. It was just like what's going on? I remember, I had to delete it by the way on my Twitter. I remember. I had a daily thing about Andre Sharvin. We need to sell him, and someone reminded me last year. I said, "Rich, if you guys get big, you better delete that stuff." And I said,
"Why
you,
though?
Huh? No, because it was plain bullying, bro. It was unacceptable behavior. Yeah, it's not acceptable, right?" And I was like, "Raw, yeah, you know what?" But I remember how his downfall happened, and it was terrible, and. With Eden Hazard, with him, the amount of injuries that he received, like as soon as he went to like
yeah, as soon as he left, didn't it?
He was at Chelsea, and he was one way. He went to Real Madrid, and over the summer holidays, he did a Wiley, who ate all the pies, and he came back, and he wasn't fit, and he never ever recovered from that. Really,
yeah, he never recovered, man.
Go on.
No, as I'm saying, he did it. He wasn't able to. Reproduce his Chelsea form in Madrid either.
Yeah, because he hit so many injuries as well. See, he was constantly injured. And I can tell he's one of those mandem that if I'm not playing football, bruv, I'm putting a mad weight. And that's exactly what happened. Like you said, over the summer, he enjoyed it. He enjoyed himself. And yeah, man, it's a shame to lose a fantastic talent at the age of 32, you know. Football players are retiring at age of minimum 37, 38.
Yeah.
Even 38, you're tending to go abroad and like to the US or something and play over there. And it would have been great to see him go abroad, like to a different country and do his thing, like you said, Saudi, Kel, or like the US. But
yeah.
Nah, man.
Let me explain.
Go on.
In his 4 years at Madrid. He made 54 appearances and scored 4 goals.
Wow. That's that there,
I understand why you say I'm quitting, because that's just awful.
I think mentally he just wasn't there no more.
Yeah, 100%. Jude Bellingham has scored 10 already.
Bro, he's a monster, bro.
So there clearly must be something else. And like I said, you'd almost think that we had planned this, like mental health, Eden Hazard. It's all kind of making sense.
Oh, yeah,
100%. Like 54 games in 4 years, and usually there's like 38 games in a season.
And you've got Champions League, and you've got and all them cups.
So I'm saying, we're talking about he's missed over like 200 games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? And that's shocking. Absolutely shocking. Yeah. But no, even though he abused Arsenal many times, you know what? I still loved him. He was still a talent.
Yeah,
Arsenal had his chance.
He was a joker as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, some of his little video clips had come out. Yeah, he was a funny guy.
Also, it was announced today that the Euro 2028 hosts have been confirmed. And it is going to be a mixed, joint adventure with UK and Ireland. So they're going to be the 2028 hosts. But England have said they don't wish to get automatic qualification.
Automatic
qualification normally goes to the hosts. They've rejected it. And they've chosen all the stadiums that they're going to be, but there's only two London stadiums. And those two London stadiums are Wembley and Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Tottenham. Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Which I think is cool, but I, in my head, you know what I'm thinking? Like, obviously, the marketing at Emirates, like, you must be thinking, rah, bruv. Our stadium was here first, bruv. They don't get no love, ever.
Yeah, I know, but Tottenham Stadium is better than us, bro. It is what it is.
Whoa.
No, it is. I've never been there, but apparently it's the dog's bollocks, you know?
It's not really a dog's bollocks. It's a bit shit. Yeah, I was about to say it's a shit area as well, but I lived there, so.
Oh, this is because you're moving out now, yeah.
No, I didn't know. I realized.
You're getting bougie on your ends, yeah.
I can't disrespect Tottenham. That's the hit, you know. T-town, home of the real G's.
But I was gonna say, but he about the World Cup. Apparently, it's gonna be like three continents.
I heard this.
Yeah.
I heard that, and yeah, I don't understand how it's gonna work. As a fan, that's mad.
Yeah,
that's a bit mad, but boys, I think it means we're going to get tickets to go Euro 28, guys.
Come on,
yeah. Standard. I'm looking to let's be looking just not to be going to the ones in London. I want us to be going all over.
Oh, Ireland. Yeah, road trips.
Ireland's the one, bruv.
Yeah. I want to go to the countryside of Ireland as well, experience the Gaelic atmosphere. You get me?
I'm so glad you finished the sentence, bro. I was like, where's he going with this one? I didn't know what to say. I said, where's he going with it? But yeah, definitely. Also, this week, the new Big Brother is back. Big Jeez. Brother 2023 has started. It is now on ITV2. They launched the first one on ITV1 and on ITV2. I'm going to go to my Big Brother correspondent, Rich, because I know he watched the opening. How did you find it?
Do you know what? It was weird. Even though we've always requested this whole reboot concept, they actually rebooted it.
They've gone back to basics.
They've gone back to basic people coming into the house. Our everyday Joe blogs, and you've got everyone there, from big to small. Okay, you see one six pack in sight, but that's about it. Do you get what I mean? But it just reminded me that I speak to a few people, and people were saying, "Oh, this is not Big Brother." I said, "Remember Big Brother and the people that previously come in, and there was random people, like you got some disabled people coming in." And it was just like all people with different cultures. And I loved it. I love it. I absolutely love it. I watched today's episode as well. And you know what? I'm really enjoying it. I think it's a way to kind of, it's what I wanted, what I expected from Big Brother. I don't know if it's getting the viewing that it requires, but I think there's a potential one or two bit of controversial moments. But it's starting the way it's meant to be, and I'm happy it's back. Happy to see it's back.
Yeah, I did watch the first episode. thought it was quite, I thought it was interesting. I then tried to watch, I don't know, it's whatever the Big Brother program is on that comes on afterwards with the black girl. I can't remember her name.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know their names. I don't know the new presenters. Yeah.
Yeah. So I started trying to watch that, but I don't know. She's a little bit annoying, but it was all right. It was good. So like, I may not watch the program as much. I might just watch that bit and see if there's any highlights or whatever they kind of come up with.
So I mean, I watched the first episode as well, and I don't know. I agree with Rich. It is probably like the original Big Brother and the characters and the personnel in the house. So it looks like a good watch, but I don't know why. I'm just not drawn to watch it, if that makes sense. But it does look like it will be a good watch and that Big Brother feel and that. I just don't think I'll watch it.
My main issue is, I don't know, there's something about ITV2 that just doesn't make me want to watch things, yeah?
I hate adverts.
I don't know what it is. Obviously, ITV2 is a normal channel, isn't it? But I just feel like, I don't know, I never got into Love Island, you get me? And that's on ITV2, but it's just like, if it's good enough for you to have all the time, why not put it on your main channel? Does that make sense? Like, why is it not on ITV1?
Yeah, because it's not prime.
I think ITV2 is for this kind of shows.
Yeah, 100% it is. Yeah. But you know, like in my head, I don't know what it is. Like, I'm used to be probably on Channel 4. I was on Channel 5 for a little while. But yeah, I think I also can't commit to watching something at 9 o'clock every day.
No, yeah, do you know what it is? Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. However, I do. I can. There's no you worry about that. Me and Kel been there supporting our Love Island. Like, we can commit to that. That's not a problem. Like,
what, again, are they doing that live thing as well? Like, where people used to watch them sleep and all that?
No,
I don't do that anymore. So they do like a highlight show. So like, they do it like on a 1 hour program, where before you used to, like I said, you used to have to go in there any time of the day and watch them. I want that essence back. Do you know what I mean? When someone says something wrong and you got to hear the chickens. Or, you know, like that it stops. That's what I want to see, but they don't do all that stuff no more. So really, I do think the TV company can manipulate you into who you like, who you don't like, because they just show whose best bits they want to show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
No, but I'm happy Big Brother's back. I'm just happy it's back. Everything we need right now, for now. I'm hoping to get in the viewing, but on Twitter, it seems to be like Big Brother is trending. So when Big Brother trends on Twitter, then you know something good's happening.
On X.
Oh yeah, Middle England will be fully involved. This is right up their street.
Straight.
All right, guys. Some TV and film is going on. So this week or this past week, we've had the season finale for Ahsoka. Series 1, episode 8, the finale. I know that Kel, and I know that yourself, and I know that Merv has not been necessarily the best pleased with this. Did episode go any way into redeeming the whole Ahsoka brand?
Nope. Nah. Nope, nope, and nope. Like we said last week, it's not been Ahsoka. This is like Sabine.
Yeah, Sabine show.
It's a Sabine show. Like, it's just... Yeah, bro. It's mad disappointing. Mad disappointing. Yeah. And, like that video that Merv sent, the guy just described it all. Like, the guy was trying to write his own story. He's trying to write his own... Who wrote this one?
Everyone is Dave Filoni. He's actually done the Clone Wars and Rebel series.
It makes no sense. What's he doing then?
Well, you know what? He did say that when he started doing like live action, like things like Mandalorian and all that stuff, he's like, he don't know what the F he's doing in it. Because he's directing when it goes from like anime to live action, it's a completely different kind of field, isn't it? I think it's honest, isn't it? Like he's trying to
You can't try with a Star Wars franchise, bro. Bro, this is not like any franchise, man. This is Star Wars.
I reckon they should have got the thing he writes as well, I suppose. But the direction and everything, it should have been a lot more better than what it was.
Yeah, big time, big time.
Yeah, because it, and I think that link I said was talking about like we're, I think we like Star Wars because we're supposed to like it. Like we're still hooked on it. Yeah,
exactly. Like, so they could do no wrong.
Anything that Star Wars comes out, it's like, yeah, we're just gonna watch it. But actually, it's like,
yeah,
are you really this good now? Probably not. You know. So yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, I guess even story wise, what happened is like they kind of left things kind of unanswered. Obviously, we don't know what's going to happen with Baylan. Whether or not that's the last time we see him, or they're going to replace the actor.
But explain the ending though. What was that about?
So I think
with him and the blonde girl. What was that about? I don't get it.
Who and Baylan and the blonde girl?
Yeah.
So Baylan's just somewhere. We don't know where he is.
Like, exactly. Nothing explained. Somewhere. Nothing explained whatsoever.
And it's not to say like they knew he was gonna die. I don't think anyway.
No, I don't think they did.
No, so I don't know what that's about. I think the girl, because she just her last scene was just, she just kind of put her lightsaber up.
Yeah, she put a lightsaber on, and then
like she's surrendering or wanting to.
I don't know. No one knows what she meant.
I don't
know
what that means in lightsaber language, but like. and like Thrawn, he's obviously gone where he's supposed to be now. He's back in his own galaxy.
Yeah.
And Ezra's back in theirs as well. But yeah, I just don't know where it's going. Like, I'll be very surprised if there's a season two.
Very, very surprised.
And it's a bit disappointing, to be fair.
Yeah, very.
Had all the ingredients it needed, but it just didn't.
I think there will be a season two.
Nah,
I don't think there should be a season two, but I think there will be a season two. I don't think they care anymore, like about viewing the stuff. I think they just do what they want to do, innit?
Oh yeah, I speak to you. Remember I told you my canteen bedroom. Remember I told you?
Yeah.
You watch everything. You're telling me that how like, there's a kind of war with Star Wars and Disney, and Disney's basically taking control over the whole Star Wars franchise and. They're having their way with everything, hence why a lot of the shows are flopping because Disney is having their say and they're not taking on anyone else's input or whatever. Do you know what I mean? The original bad boys that were involved with Star Wars, they're getting pushed aside. I don't know how he knows this, but he is like geek. You get me? I should try and write him on one day. But yeah.
I don't know if because even like they're having that issue with Marvel where you know like how Marvel's just bringing out every single show, but like I think even like Bob Iger, the CEO or whatever, he's like, no, we need to slow down production. So like there's even things like no Ironheart that's being pushed 2026,
please.
So even then it's like, will it actually get made? Because they're still in production. I don't think like they've got all the budget put in place for it. So maybe the same thing might be happening with Star Wars. It's just too much because it's supposed to be having what's next to come out? The Skeleton Crew and the Apocalypse? Yeah, Apocalypse or something like that. But,
and the guy, my canteen bedroom sent me the how Obi-Wan Kenobi season 2 is coming out as well.
Maybe, yeah. And also they're supposed to be doing a Lando series as well. Like with Donald Glover.
Disney are about the coin, bro. They're just
that's what he says. He's saying Disney only they're about the money. Like get these, we want money. Do you know what I mean?
It's about the coin, bro. It's about the coin. It's about subscriptions. It's about how do we get people subscribed to Disney Plus. All of those kind of things.
Yeah.
They're not really. You get me? They're not worrying about them things there. It's like Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, bro. They're getting Beyonce. They're getting American football. They don't care about the Premier League no more. Do you know what I mean? They're bread and butter. They're not interested.
You see how Merv got offended. Merv got offended there, you know.
Well, because it's Tottenham Hotspur.
I didn't care. Yeah. I'm so angry.
I saw his face. And I was like,
No, I think Merv was just thinking, how have we got back to football? That's what Merv was thinking.
I will say the one thing, yeah. Obviously, I watched it, yeah. But you see these zombies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah? I don't
forgot about that. I was
this
laughing.
Episode, the zombies, the witches. Come on, guys. You know I hate this shit, yeah? And I just thought you ruined the whole series for me. Like, it was rubbish, but now it's just awful because what are we talking about? How were they dead and then they came back alive? And I just thought, nice bullshit. I don't want to watch it no more.
I think someone in the writers' room was just like, yeah, how about we just chuck in some zombies? Chuck it in there, make it work.
Exactly. It's too much. It was like you tried to go somewhere, but you didn't go with no conviction.
Yeah. And why are Stormtroopers the worst shooters ever?
You know what? It's like they've just been up as the worst shooters ever. So it's almost like, let's just continue that. So it's they're making a joke of themselves.
Yeah,
they're just making a joke of themselves, really. It's like, no, you're supposed to be taking your work seriously, please. We'll make a joke.
They could be in the room with you. Yeah, they'll fire 10 times, brother, and nothing happens, brother.
Nothing happens, man. You shoot one shot, boom, they're gone.
Automatic, you know. It's like they jump in the way of the bullet.
Oh,
bruv, you might have your one little sword, yeah, your little lightsaber, but somehow there's 30 of them, and you and your lightsaber will get out unscathed.
Trust me. No, but not with their grace, you know.
Bruv, they don't even pretend. You know, like sometimes they pretend to get hit. I don't even see that anymore. But yeah, Ahsoka, yeah, shout you out because I don't really know what else to say about you. But the season's done and we don't have to watch it every week anymore.
Yay.
Boy, it started so well, you know, that's the thing.
But did it though, really?
well, according to your hype, it did.
No, but I think I was lying to myself, really. I have to admit, the thing is,
you always do this though. We know this, bro. You always do this.
Bro, do you know what it reminds me of?
Remember
in the early days when we used to have to rate a program? And it was like, like a 6, 4.5, and the man would be like, 10.
I'm a changed man.
What do you rate Ahsoka?
Say this every year, huh?
What do you rate Ahsoka?
5.
What, 5 out of 5? 5 out of 10?
Oh, 5 out of 10. Probably even 4, to be fair.
I was gonna say four.
Yeah.
But you are Merv.
Oh no, I promise. Like, no, I just want good stuff, innit? We pay for this. I want good stuff.
Trust me.
Like, I want things to. I'm not against it. I want it to work, innit? But it's like, you have to say when it's bad. It's bad, isn't it?
What you gotta do, is think about how long was it? What was the last original Star Wars? Return of the Jedi, innit?
Yeah.
How many years from Return of the Jedi to Episode 1? Like, Luke didn't want to make. Is it Luke? George Lucas.
Mark Hamill.
No.
George Lucas. Yeah.
So like he took his time with it, right? Like he's not bringing anything out until it's ready. These guys literally are ruining my childhood. I don't know if anyone understands that, but they're bringing out too much stuff. It's like if Superman came out every other year, or it would just ruin it. Like you're diluting it. At least
as long as they make it good, that's the main
thing. That'd be cool. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He took his time and made stories to fit his story. These guys are taking the piss, and that's also, what I have to say.
The books. I think the books were written, weren't it? Wasn't it the books were already written?
What, of Star Wars?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's some books that are canon, there's some that are not. Like, so, but again, you've got so much material to, like, again, even like Mandalorian. That's good. Like, maybe season 3 is a bit new, but like, that's the fresh take on Star Wars, do you know what I mean? And I didn't need any of the Jedi in it. So they could have done things like that, really.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, again, Ahsoka's done. We won't talk about Ahsoka again until maybe it comes back.
All right.
Rich. Power Book Force, Episode 6. I know, Kel, you don't watch Power Book anymore.
No.
Watching this episode, I'm going to be real with you. I think it was the hardest episode for me to watch in Power Book history.
What?
In the sense of, it took me 3 days to watch one episode.
Well, because you watched it at 1 a.m. every night or something.
No. As in, like, I started on Sunday, Saturday, couldn't watch it. I tried to watch it Sunday morning. Maybe the kids came down. I was going to church. Sometimes I don't know what's going to happen on Power, innit? So you got to stop in it. You know, like, a madness can happen in the next, like, 30 seconds. So you have to protect the children. So I didn't watch it. I didn't finish till last night yesterday, bro. And I was like, even then, I'm going to be honest with you, I almost felt like Calvin said, I'm not going to watch this no more.
Wow.
And it's hard to say that, you know?
Boss, man, talk to us.
You know, like how you just described Ahsoka and Star Wars? Yeah. And you feel like, is it just too much now? That's how I almost felt with this. I was like, is it too much now? And I tell you, my main gripe this week, yeah,
mm-hmm.
was Jannard.
Isn't he being a gripe every week?
Look, we've gone from being a normal dude, yeah, just selling drugs, yeah, to being a smackhead, yeah, like high teeth and jewelry of everybody that's near you, for your girl to slap you twice, tell you that you need to sort your shit out, and all of a sudden, he's now a recovering addict. I can't deal with this shit no more.
Look, come on. I've been saying this.
No, I know you've been saying, no, you've been saying he needs to die. Yeah, that's what you've been saying. You say he needs to die. Yeah? I'm saying I can't believe this anymore. It's too much.
I know. The quick reaction in the sense of how he's coming out of it and all that kind of stuff. Now he's back in CBI and everything else. It's like, hold on. What's going on? And not even that. And his girlfriend has become some boss of an enforcer.
The road, isn't it? Just an extra road.
Enforcer lady talking about we're going to take over. Us, get out of here, bro. Tommy just needs to murk all of you and go to a new city, bro, and start again.
That's what Tommy's story should be all about. Just going from city to city, isn't it?
And badging up the world and just doing things and going about his business. Just causing havoc and then driving off.
No, real talk. But you know what? Because that scene was a bit strange because I knew they always had a problem with Tommy, but and they kept on like referring, that white boy. You know, they kept on referring to the white boy. It's like, they just hate him because he's white, first of all, and he's giving us orders. Mm. And she's just gone into a power trip. Like a mad... And even Jannard is even like, and now I think Jannard's going to kill her.
You think Jannard's going to kill her?
Oh, geezer. Because Jannard's thinking like... Because when she started talking that shit, Jannard's like... I see Jannard's face, yeah? And he's thinking, are you all right? Like, what are you talking about? I've just gone back to CBI. We're running. We're going to come back and make more money and we're going to be okay again.
I don't think he will. I think he's now realised, actually, yeah, you know what, actually, this Tommy guy is talking a lot of smack. And it's like... So if she's now kind of like, I don't know, now leading some new front, and he's probably thinking, I'm going to go where their powers are, innit? No pun intended. Yeah, she like...
reminds me, Merv, of them chicks, bro, that when someone cuts you up, yeah, and then you as the driver want to allow it, but she wants to run up her mouth to the other driver, talk about my man will beat you up. That's the kind of chick she reminds me of, bro. Yeah, she's going to get Jannard killed. I don't think they understand who Tommy is.
Yeah. If anything, she's not gonna kill. Jannard's not gonna kill her. She's gonna get him killed.
Tommy's gonna kill all of them.
Yeah, probably even Detray. What's his name? Diamond at the end as well.
And then we've got bloody what's her name? What's the sister's name? What's Vic's sister?
Maria. Claudia.
Claudia. I was thinking that's not Vic's sister.
You're talking about Garcia's sister, isn't it?
So, oh, Claudia. Yeah, Claudia is up in strip clubs doing the most, and now she thinks, oh, I can start selling drugs. But the whole thing was just a mess. Claudia was fearful of her life, fear for her life. All of a sudden, she's next in the strip club, like trying to do up threesome.
Yeah. Oh, the quick, you know, about the revelation, like, yeah, I know you tried to kill me and you're cut off from everything. I mean, I thought that was going to last another two episodes at least.
Everyone's too calm, bro. Everyone's too calm.
Nah. Well, so you think that happened too quickly?
Yeah. No. If anything, I thought it would have happened straight away when he went back to the house. But it's like, right, let her just let her stir for a little bit, innit? But he told her quite quickly.
Yeah. I get what you mean, but I'm happy. No, I'm just happy the way it come out now. I thought it was done quite quickly because I don't think she expected it, because obviously everything went to Vic. And he's like, you're not getting nothing. You try to kill me. Simple as.
Yeah.
And it was a case of, she was like, oh shit, I've been cut out of everything. She tried her best to go to the Serbs and says to the Serbs, I need two of your men to protect me. I can get, I can work. What did she say to them? She said that we can do, we can still do business together and all that nonsense. Yeah. Look, look, it's a, to be fair, the amount of people I say in this show that needs to die, I think that the whole the season will end pretty quickly.
They're only to go.
You get what I mean? There's a lot of people who are potential victims out here that, according to my philosophy, makes sense. But you know, I'm still with it, despite what Nate says. Even that Maria bird as well. Like, so she's in love with Tommy now, yeah?
Tommy's in love with her, bro.
Tommy's gonna realize
why he's hallucinating Ghost, as well.
No, Tommy's gonna realize that Ghost, yeah, when Ghost was trying to say to him, and I'm giving up the game, let's go with Valdez, yeah, and he looked at him like you're a punk. Now that's how he's gonna be by the end of this. And also, her brother, bro, what disease does he have? Yeah, that he's struggling like this, bro.
But he's got type 2
diabetes. No, exactly. He has diabetes. Why is he moving like this?
Because he's shook, isn't it?
No,
he
bro.
Shook, he shook the day himself.
Brother, he can't. And the thing, bro, it's so frustrating because this is not diabetes, bro. You're just sending out the wrong signal to everybody, bro. That's not how the insulin shots work, bro. Yeah? He should be able to do his insulin himself, bro. Yeah?
It's not the truth.
Bro, he is shaking like to say if he doesn't get an insulin shot, he's gonna he's dying. Yeah,
how long do you leave
it? Works.
That's one of the whole drug empire. They forgot to say she's medicine.
Bro, can you see what I'm saying? Like, nah, bro, man mashed up the doctor's hands. You know, mashed up the doctor's hands. The man can't operate, but you're shook to inject yourself with insulin. You're a punk, bro.
And the mom's like, do it, stay, help your brother, like.
No, it's proper true. It's proper. You know, a brother shows no respect, innit?
You know, I'm saying
the thing is, there was first of all, there was proper no need for you to go and batter this doctor for no reason, bruv.
Oh, no, it's just to make it.
No need at all. It's like I don't even know what. I just was like, why are we doing this? It's unnecessary. But yeah, like I said, I agree. He needs to take shots himself. He just needs to take shots himself, bruv. Test his own blood, see what level he's at, and just do your thing, bruv.
But things have moved on, bruv. You can put a sensor in your arm, you make it connect to your phone, it tells you your blood sugar readings. I'm just thinking, come on, man. Like, we could do a lot better than this.
Sometimes I think they set it back, not in the current time at times. Do you get what I mean? Because, like, for example, that scene, you know, everything's so digitalized now, you can do everything for your phone, like you said. So it's a bit strange. But just, what do you think about that horrendous CGI scene when the Serbs came shooting in that particular area where everyone was playing at?
I didn't even notice the CGI. I want an explosion.
How do you guys keep watching this, man? Honestly.
No, I told you, Kel. I've got to the stage where I'm like you. I'm like, I'm questioning my life choices now.
I know, you know what, bro? I was out of bread and butter, innit? Without
that, I don't end up hating it. That's why I've stopped. Do you know what I mean?
But there's a brother. There,
I can see myself hating it.
Kel, there's a brother, yeah? He's listening to music. He's got his headphones on, yeah? His back is to the road. Yeah, he's just sitting there bopping his head like this. These youths, there's about 12 of them, jump out with machine guns, yeah? Semi-automatics, just letting off bare shots. My man's still like this. He doesn't know what is going on around him.
Every day.
Man's got volume 10, volume 10. Volume 10 headphones, bro.
The brother taps him, yeah? And then he tries to help him run. Then he turns around and uses them as a shield, bro, yeah?
And you saw that coming, didn't it? You saw that coming.
But I reckon if he stayed on the car just going like this, yeah, he would have survived.
Yeah, he'd have been all right.
Yeah. No, bro, it's a lot. It's
a... No, Kel, Kel, despite the negativity we're providing on this episode, the show is still good. It's still a watch because power is power. He had to show his respect to power and where it's come from and where it is now.
I'll take your word for it, brother.
Thank you. Hope that we get a better episode next week.
No, the policewoman shows so much disrespect when she goes to Vic that the sister's low hanging fruit. Bro, I was crying, bro. You know how demeaning that is to say to someone, you're low hanging fruit. You know,
what the black woman, right? The
police officer. She created Dahlia, and they're saying she's low hanging fruit.
No, oh, yeah, the way she's talking to Vic, I was like, nah, this is. I don't know who she thinks she is. Listen, I'm your informer, and you're talking to me like this. Are you okay? I'm okay to go to prison for 35 years, right. You know.
You think McNulty ever spoke to Bubbles like this?
Come on, man.
Yeah, McNulty didn't speak to Bubbles like this.
Bro. Like,
he's talking to Tommy, yeah?
Yeah.
You're across the road. You're with Tommy across the road. There's a car just across the road from you watching you, yeah? Tommy goes, you go up to the car, you're like, brother, you can't be this close, like, you nearly got me caught. The man's talking about, I can do whatever I want to do. But we don't just say, cool, bruv, send me to jail. Lock me up. I'm not going to say the rest of that, if you remember
what
film that's from.
Where the key? Okay.
Legendary film, yeah.
That kiss you up. All right, guys, Gen V, Marley Marl, please tell me you watched this episode, episode 4.
Of course, of course.
What were your things, what were your thoughts on this episode?
Balls.
All right, it was a good episode. There's a few things that are starting to annoy me about Marie. Hmm? But I guess that's more near the end. Like, why is she so quick to use her horrible powers, bro? So why can't she wait to do that? Why can't she wait? Like, she can't wait to slice her hand up, and I don't get it. For one, like, I don't want to go too forward, but like the end scene or near the end when she tries to hold back, what's his name?
Sam.
Is it Sam? But you got all these other guys there that can deal with him easily, but you want to do this slit and send that? I don't know. Just.
Well, that's the only thing she could do in it, bro. Remember, she wants to be number one hero.
Deal with it, then, innit?
She wants to be number one hero, man. Unfortunately, her powers aren't all pretty and nice, man.
Also, sorry, you let me think for too much. What's all the dick shit about? Sorry, guys. Sorry. Why?
I'm anything that's some social commentary, you know, because look, we've gone through decades of
bruv, there's no need. It's like they're infatuated. I don't
bare breasts, innit? Bare breasts, like in film and TV, and it's like
okay, well then show men's chests. Pause, but that's the opposite.
Men's chests have been there since Stallone and Arnie, man.
You got to remember, this has been from Boys, the last season of Boys. Yeah, they've been showing fallacies.
What I'm saying.
Oh, they're just every week fallacies. Every week.
It's too much. It's a bit too much.
I question the writers.
That's what I'm saying. Are they like perverse or like no disrespect, don't want to get sued, but no, it don't make sense to me.
The man things exploded.
Gosh, you might as well.
Even the one when Cricket turns into a cricket and she's on the grizz, and like, why are we getting all this graphical shit about this stuff? I don't get it.
Like, tell me this is the biggest you've ever seen.
Really? Get all that, bro. Like,
it's too much.
Got size complex, isn't it?
Yeah. Definitely. There's a lot, like I said, for me, there's a lot of fallacies.
My man, the holes. The guy with every hole he sees, he's got to come on. Bro, don't stop. Just think about it. Like,
I'm like, what's going on here? I was like, what kind of fantasy is this, bro?
When he was saying the news report, it's like,
the tree.
Like, can you leave me alone, please? Give me some moments alone, please. Man ran to the forest, bro, to get some wood. Pause.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like I said, yeah, that's what it is for me. I'm not going to use that word again, but it's a lot.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah.
Willie's aside, what are your thoughts on the program? Pause. I don't think Willie's is not a word that you're supposed to use. That's not an adult word. I apologize.
I think I still enjoy it. I like the whole story about.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about the word Willie. Sorry.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I didn't even hear that. So,
yeah, it was on behalf of Marlon. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. It's not Freudian or anything. Yeah, no, it's a good show. It's a good show for what it is. I like that they've kind of crossed it with the actual Boys universe, and I'm pretty sure we're gonna see a crossover with certain actors soon. But I don't know. It's all right. It's watchable.
Yeah. What's his name? What's the name got with Kevin? Is it Kevin? His name Kevin? Or Jacob? Jordan.
Jordan.
Jordan as well. Jordan, yeah. I saw that coming a mile away though.
Jordan's the one that could change.
No. There's a song. Who's Jordan again?
Oh, that's the one from that was in
Love Island. Yeah.
One that, and then when he went on that program with
on a date. Yeah.
Young Philly and them. Who's Jordan again? That one. My bad. Yeah.
What's happening? Yes, Sam and what's her name? What's the one that cricket?
Emma.
And they obviously getting close in there. That's it. Yeah, I can't really remember.
So clearly it wasn't a great episode, was it?
Well, Kel, you watched it. Why are you quiet for, man? Go on.
I'm not trying to be Mr. Doom and Gloom, but I'm with Martin where I'm just like, no, it's all right. It's for me, it's far too gimmicky. It's getting far too gimmicky and predictable, but it's cool. It is what it is, isn't it? Like, I'm not gonna complain about it too much because it's meant to be like that anyway. Do you know what I mean? You shouldn't expect anything else. Do you know what
exactly?
I mean?
Yeah. But what's about the blackout though, isn't it? Something's making them black out, or someone's making them.
I think someone is making them black out. Yeah, 100%.
Kind of like Heroes, isn't it?
But I thought the guy that his penis got blown up. That's what he done with.
He did that with Maria.
He obviously he's injured now, so I don't think it's him.
No.
That's proper creepy, though, isn't it?
What's that?
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's mad serial creepiness, bro. Like what he did when he was talking
about. Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't understand them people that do them.
But it's deep though that she can basically bend people's blood without actually cutting.
Mm.
Yeah, she can actually control people's blood now, isn't it? Mad.
But didn't they show that when she saved that woman in the club? I thought that was like they were all excited about it, but that's how she saved the woman. She put her blood back inside her.
Oh no, because
it was external, isn't it? Because it kind of seemed.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, yeah.
So she made the blood clot in it, basically, what she did in it.
Yeah.
Made the form of scab, whatever you. But it was the fact that this time she could mess with someone's blood in it being in somebody's body.
Jeez.
No, that's serious. That is serious, you know.
I wonder how they would make her actually stop that. Like, what's her vulnerability in that?
Well, she done that in the very first episode. I don't think she knew how, but how she killed her dad, she just like screamed or whatever.
No, but that was remember that
exploded.
That was chucking things in the bed.
The mom,
in the bathroom, innit?
Yeah, but the dad was. She didn't use the blood on the dad.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, he just exploded, innit?
Yeah, he exploded. The dad exploded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the mum she killed with her period blood.
Wait. Why you gonna say that for?
No, because I just had I just realized what I said, but I realized that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need some good wholesome programs, man. Bring back Little House on the Prairie and them thing there.
You get me.
All right, well, going from that into what possibly was one of the most violent TV shows that I've seen in a long time. I say violent. Action-packed violence. We had the finale of The Continental, episode 3.
Yeah, big.
From the world of John Wick.
Yeah, man.
Thoughts?
Just like John Wick films, it was just action all the way through.
Action. It was even better than John Wick films, to be honest.
Yeah.
It reminded me of The Raid. It reminded me a lot of The Raid.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, probably like The Raid. It's true. You know, the action seems a bit, like, even though a bit more, like, yeah, obviously. But John Wick just seems like really, like, how crazy can we go in the next one?
Yeah, John Wick is a bit far-fetched.
Yeah, this one seemed a bit more grounded.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Are you talking about the episode or the entirety of the season?
This episode.
Okay, because I watched it, and from episode one, like I watched all of it, but I didn't know what I was watching. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know why.
Did you watch John Wick?
Interesting. Yeah. The Continental, but I didn't know. I can't remember. Like Winston, I don't remember who that is in the Continental.
Oh, Winston. He's a
Ian McShane,
the British actor.
Irish.
But okay. I know what you mean.
Oh, he's Irish.
Like, I watched a whole episode, and I was like, okay, but what is going on? And like they're trying to find this coin stamp thing, and
yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know.
You know, the coins are very, very important.
Yeah.
In the sense of that's worth more than anything. You know what I mean? Like that's
like sacred, isn't it? That's sacred to the.
Those are the coins that people come to the hotel and say, I need to come to
the hotel. Yeah, like it's the, you're part of the thing. Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it's just a lot of killing for.
A lot of killing.
What we're really after. I don't know.
To be honest, I think about John Wick, though.
What's that?
That's how I feel like you must feel about horrors. I'm like, all this killing, like, it's doing something to the soul. Like, why do I want to see everyone die in all these mad ways?
It's mad, isn't it? Yeah, it's mad.
It's like, I watch John Wick without expecting this killing. Like, that's his IP, isn't it?
But again, I can remember I watched all the John Wicks in a row, innit? So I could watch the fourth one because I had never watched John Wick until earlier this year. And I still think it's an idiot thing, a man about a dog. Yeah, it's nonsense. But this, there were two people that I didn't like, I didn't get, which was, I don't know what their names are.
What's that?
The ones like, and the woman, and she always does the splits.
Yeah, and the guy with the...
And the guy with the dead hair.
Fringe.
Bruv, these two, I can't take them, bruv.
No, they were like zombies or something, isn't it? Because that chick broke her fucking back. Sorry for my language, but her back was broken.
Like, the woman double jointed, bro. She's double jointed.
You can be double jointed, but if your back's broken, there's no double jointation that can solve that.
You'd be surprised, man. You'd be surprised.
She got up like she was from the Evil Dead, bro. Like, she got up. nah, come on. And you're still able to fight.
Bro,
don't you remember, like,
But it's not the Terminator. They're human beings, bruv. It's not like a supernatural movie. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
Okay, this might sound a bit absurd, what I'm about to say, but do you remember Flash, the Flash, the TV Flash?
Oh,
well, one of the enemies was that black guy that could break his bones and fit into, like, tight spaces.
Yeah. Isn't that Flash Gordon or Flash Barry Flash?
There's a difference between dislocating your bones to do that and breaking them. Okay, you're not here, bruv.
No, but the guy was breaking his bones, bruv. He was breaking his bones and dislocating himself to, like, some mad...
But you're referring to the Flash, first of all. Okay, come on.
No, but
this is like supposed to be in the real world.
This is why I give a disclaimer, because it's going to sound weird because I'm seeing the Flash, but that he's real, that guy... That acted that role, he could do that stuff. Like that's his party trick. Like he could bend himself on a magic.
Yeah, it's like a contortionist.
And I googled her as well. I want to know who she was. Because she isn't that flexible. No, because the characters, like, I was thinking, is it her or is she really that flexible or is it just whatever? And I see her. She does martial arts, and so she can bend, and she can do all them things, isn't it? So I'm like, okay, it's real.
Fair enough. That I know we're going on about a point that's not important, but fine. That's fine. You can bend. I used to be able to do the splits, but you would never be able to take both. I'm done. Like, it don't matter. Someone pulled her body and broke it. It's not her just bending. I'm not saying she can't do that, but when you're putting your whole force on it and cracking backs and shit. It's over, man. Come on. It's a movie. You know, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's not a movie. It's a TV show. You know
what, what you used to do? Gymnastics and thing?
Nah, I just watched This Is Fact. Remember when MC Hammer brought out a movie? Please Hammer, Don't Hurt Him.
Yeah.
He done the splits in that movie, brother. And from I watched that, every single day I tried to do the splits. And eventually after about a month, I don't know, I was
doing the splits. You know, when we try to do splits, kickboxer.
I know, I'm a sheep. Yeah. I should have said something like that. I should have said that. I should have said that. Yeah, nah, for real. Nah, I was playing. When Van Damme was getting his leg, nah, that's, yeah, shit. But nah, true story. It was my party trip for a few years, boy. Yeah.
Can you still do it?
No.
See, I was hoping that you'd do a live performance of your guitar.
Nah, bro, I'm old now, bro. I'm old. No, man. And play the keyboard. No, not today.
So, I swear that a man does it in RoboCop in one of the adverts. He's playing a violin by the end, doing the splits as well. Check it out.
Check it out.
But so, I really enjoyed. I enjoyed the whole series, all three episodes. I enjoyed it all.
Bro, don't you think that Mel Gibson was having the time of his life, bro?
Yeah.
He enjoyed that role too much.
The way he killed, the way he killed that poor little boy, bro.
He knew he was going to, though, right?
I love the club.
Yeah. That was out of order. Probably. Like, just anyone playing. That got in his way just killed him. Like, the lift, he didn't end up doing the lift guy, but he was close to death.
Yeah.
The guy in the computer room.
Yeah, I mean, he was a corny villain, but it worked.
Yeah. Proper corny, like. Yeah. I'm saying he enjoyed it, man.
Yeah.
I swear last week you, man, were saying you don't understand what Mel Gibson's in the show for.
No, that was Nate.
Yeah, I didn't understand. And I know it's funny, bruv, the adjudicator, yeah, like, for the past 2 weeks, she's been taken off her mask, people have been shook. This week, she dies, her mask just reveals that she's got no lips, bruv. Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, but obviously, Bobby, it's still horrible, though.
Imagine
chatting to someone that's got no lips, bro. You see the whole teeth, bro. Back to front. Come on, man.
But we speak to people on a day-to-day basis.
I'll switch to lips, bro.
I'm trying to imagine having no lips, you know.
What did Nate say?
But it's even worse than that, though, because it's like, it's cut. I think it was cut all the way to the back.
I think I could work it out. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I think I worked it out.
Sorry. But yeah, no. I think, yeah, it is good. Would there be a season two? Can there be a season two?
Well, there can be. Yeah, they can continue it.
I don't think they need to, though.
Yeah, they shouldn't. They should just leave it alone. Yeah,
because he's taken power. It's like, we see what happened. But I'm sure they're doing Ballerina anyway. That's like the next spin off.
Yes, I suppose we're not Ballerina, wasn't there? Yeah. Who was Ballerina again, though?
I think it's, I swear it's like when he was in the Rush, where you know, like when he was with the Russian, they're not the ones actually, his finger, or is it? There was some part in it where he was with the ballerina, the Russians, innit? I think it's based on that group.
But that one's going to be a film, though, isn't that? That's a film.
As opposed
to a series. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we went to some bad men as well. I'll probably shop that he just adjudicated.
Yeah, like, I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting that at all. Especially with that Scottish
the henchman.
Assassin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think one of my favorite characters is still the woman whose dad owned the dojo. Like, she's still
one of my favorite. Yeah. I like the character.
She's still one of my favorite characters.
Yeah. That turned out to be assassin.
Yeah, it's the way that the little Chinese boy just comes through the thing and just drops the gun in her hand at the right time.
Sick, isn't it? Sick.
Yeah, it was good.
And how close were they? They must have been really close. It must have been outside, isn't it? Van or something.
He goes,
quick boy.
Very quick. Sometimes things tell me I need to be somewhere. I was like, cool, bro. I hear you. He just scurried off.
You know, he's scurried off. Because you know the audience would have been like, how did you get there so quickly?
It was action packed, and it was an enjoyable, I guess, 90 minutes.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely enjoyable. I found myself, like, even though I said all that, I still found myself sitting there, like, watching the shit.
So, yeah.
It's entertaining.
Definitely, I think the writers did well with this, and I think altogether it looked, I think it was good.
Yeah.
All right. I know we've got things to get through. We had the return of Loki, season 2, episode 1. This one was called Ouroboros. And we was introduced to Ouroboros. And Ouroboros is the guy who used to be in, not obviously the actor, not the guy, the actor that was in
Goonies and Indiana Jones.
Goonies and that, yes.
Oh, I don't lie. That's the little short round.
Yeah.
Kiku Kwan.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll have to watch that again with new eyes.
Kiku Kwan, his name is.
And AKA
everywhere, what's up? Everywhere, anywhere.
Everywhere. Everything, everywhere, all at once.
Yeah.
All right. So, what do we think of Loki season 2, episode 1?
Good opener, man.
Bites very it. Good. Yeah.
Totally. I love the way they explain that whole time thing, like where
time slip.
And it just kept, yeah, that time slip thing. It just kept going back and forth. That was fun. Do you know what I mean? And even the way it's like, kind of like, yeah, because obviously that, you know, with that, I can't remember that machine, but it's like, I think I did build one of those. And it's like, literally Loki was just having that conversation with him. So it's like, yeah, actually, I do have one here. It's right here. And yeah. Stuff really get, that was fun, man.
That was a good scene to explain how he created that. And it was just Loki just talking to him all that time from the past. But yeah, I agree. I think it basically started where it ended from last season. And it was a case of now that all has been exposed to what everyone is. And I think when Loki was going through the was it called again? Something slip?
Time slip.
Loki, because I think Loki asked one of the guys, where are the guys? And they said they're in a war room.
Mm.
And when he went to the war room in the past, he had pictures of Kang, ornaments or statues of him embedded in the wall. But when he went to the present, it was all covered up. And when he went into the war room, and he was like, "No, he's because it when it says he's coming, it reminded me of how they did it with Thanos with Hulk."
Yeah.
You know when Hulk fell into Doctor Strange's house.
Yeah.
And he said, Thanos is coming. So he felt that panic, like what?
Yeah, you felt tension. You felt like. A presence, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And then when he broke the wall to reveal all Kang's pictures of statues across the wall, it was like, oh my God, this person is here. The creator is been planning all this. He's the person. He's been wiping our minds continuously, and it's mad, and it kind of leaves it massively open for. Like the whole Kang thing, you know, I'm excited for that. It's like we've seen Kang, right? Like I've always said, right? I think when I said in season 1, Kang disappointed me because Kang was made out to be like
he that should not be named.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? He was made out
to be a big title.
And when I think of a villain, I think of Thanos, and Thanos set the bar so high. And when Kang came in, I was like, I'm not too sure about this Kang guy. And then when the film come out, Wasp and...
The Mania.
Yeah, and I was like, Kang still doesn't hit me as much. But I think Loki just made me feel like Kang is super serious. And obviously what he's planning and what he's doing, obviously it's serious, but... I'm excited to see what they bring with this kind of throughout the season.
Yeah.
Do you get me? And see what happens. Obviously, there's a lot of it's about Sylvia. Sylvia is based in, I don't know what time zone she's at.
1984.
Is it? Like
82. 82 or 84. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember seeing that. And I think... I think she walks into a McDonald's and something like that. But what I did see, apparently that woman in the war room who's a bit strange, she's like the leader. In a war room, she's, you know, there's an old woman in a wheelchair, skinny fingers. Like,
oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And there's another woman, I can't remember her name. But she's really like a commander or something.
Yeah.
And she's, apparently, that is Sylvia, a future of Sylvia.
Oh, is it?
Apparently. Yeah. I'm not too sure. But she seems to know more than she's letting on.
Okay.
Because I think when you see nearer to the end of that episode, she's walking with a whole load of guys with machinery. Walking
and she makes them all jump through the thing.
Jump through the thing to go and get the other Sylvia.
The time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But
did you know to wait to watch the post credit?
Yeah. No, I just watched it because I thought no way it can be ended. And I looked at the post credit and I thought, there's about 9 minutes left. Why are there 9 minutes left for?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, I thought when I looked at the runtime, I'm like, hey, it's ended a bit prematurely.
Exactly. Yeah, so I definitely waited until I saw. There was only one post credit.
Yeah, there was one post credit.
Oh, okay. After that, I just switched off.
I'm thinking I missed something else. It's a weird one because I even find myself in cinema. Like, if I'm before I leave, I have to Google is there a post credit scene.
Yeah, and it's a risk to Google as well. You might say like, yeah, there's a post credit scene where this person does this and that and you're like, ruin everything, you know?
Yeah, I sometimes, especially I've been Googling like before I leave.
Oh, Marvel's ruined cinema, you know? Like, to be fair, I still like, even if without post credit scene, I do actually watch the end credits all the way until the lights come on, you know? For any film.
Why?
You're a good man, bro.
It's just the cinema experience. You can't just get up and go.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. If it's not a Marvel film and there's no post
credit, I'm
out of here.
There's some completion. That's like, from the moment.
Are you looking for someone's name in the credits or something?
From the minute you sit in the cinema, you get your popcorn, the drink, the little thing where it says like whatever with the certificate at the very end, man.
Let's be honest. Popcorn.
It's like a mini Orange Towers trip every week, bro. You have to do it properly.
Popcorn is done after 30 minutes, bruv. It's time to get out of there, bruv.
Bruv, I'll be real. I go to cinema so much, I cannot wait until all of that credits, bruv. I got to leave there. I don't watch trailers. I don't really want to watch the end. I think you're sick.
You're probably looking at me like, what's he waiting for?
But literally, I get up, and the only time is because I've Googled it, there's something happening, and I see everyone leaving around me. Like
sometimes the soundtracks of films end credits, like they're the best, you know. You've got to listen to that.
Get out of here, bro. Get out of here, bro. No,
these are fake film heads, man.
No, bro. Credits is contribute nothing,
to the
bro.
Cause, man.
Unless I wait to see my name in the credits, I'm not.
Hold on. Mev, when did you ask him went to cinema?
Over a month ago, isn't it? Well, what's the problem? What's the problem?
Probably 2 months ago, because you must have went before you met Solution.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. 2 months already.
Free, yeah. Baby.
Got to get it back, man. Get it back like Bruce Wayne, man.
Bro, but I almost feel like there's trauma. Like you're a bit shook to go cinema now.
It feels like that. You know, I don't know why it feels like.
I'm saying it feels like it's like I don't know. Did something happen last time you went to cinema, bro? Like was there a rat in the cinema site, bro? I feel like there's something you haven't told us.
A rat. In...
It's mental health. World Mental Health Day. Is that you wanted to tell us?
Well, I feel like someone just knocked me out of the Bifrost. That's why, bro. You know, it's like I was just going to cinema constantly, just watching these things. It's like I'm just like lost now, isn't it? I'll get there.
All right. Well, guys, it's October, and October is recognized as Black History Month. So one of the things you want to do is go away and watch something of either Black cinema or Black film, Black TV, or any of those type of things. I just promote it. So, who wants to go first?
Me.
Kel.
I've been watching one animation on Disney, isn't it, called Kizazi Moto.
Okay.
Nate hated that.
It's
I
the one I hated, isn't it? Anyway. Yeah, but Kel would like it. I didn't like it. I don't really like animation. But
yeah. Yeah, no, I loved it. It's like, was it Robot Love?
Yeah, definitely.
Different
robot. Exactly.
Yeah. And it's just different African stories. like the future. It's future African anim- like it's African animation, but in the future, it's basically like different Wakandas, basically. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Yeah. No, it's really, really good, man. Really good. I haven't finished it, but I'm really enjoying that. Technically, I should be watching with the kids. Is it PG?
Yeah, I think it is.
Six plus, yeah. So I can watch my son technically, but I've been selfish. But yeah, no, it's really good, man. Really, really good.
Did anyone else do their homework?
I watched a film called Tales from the Hood.
Oh my god, old school.
It's old school, old school, old school. But you know, I gotta do it properly, man. William Clarence the Third. It's not even a serious horror. It's like a comedy kind of horror where he's the main character, and these gangsters come into his house to rob him or something, and then he tells them like four ghostly stories, and yeah, it's just a little.
Bro, I haven't seen that fun film time watch. In years, bro.
Bro, do you know it's part two and three though?
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. The third one has got the guy. I always forget his name. The guy from. Nate, I know you can see him right there.
Now, which one? Which one?
The third one. Candyman. What's his name?
Tony.
John or something.
Well, Tony the guy that actually started Candyman.
Yeah.
Tony Todd.
Yeah, so he's in the third one. I know that, but I might watch the second one this week as well.
Oh, the third one came out like a couple years ago.
Kind of recently. Yeah, it's quite recent. Yeah.
Girls from the Hood, bro. This film was sensational. Well, back then when I watched it, I loved it. But that was.
But it's still cool now. It's still cool today.
Was it really still? Does it have the same effect though?
It's a bit cheesy, but I didn't want to go too. You know. So I find that, I don't know.
Like, when you watch on your app.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Now, I didn't know if it was on like it was on something that I could say to people.
But either way, I'm at the moment I'm only using my app. Let's move it forward.
No worries.
EastEnders. His app, you get me? Everything.
Merv?
I haven't really watched that film lately. I was saying I haven't watched any films, but I'm not even just the cinema.
Not a TV program, you just did do your homework.
I watched Lupin. Ooh. Watched Lupin, he's on my site.
Are we counting Lupin, guys?
Well, pardon.
I don't know if we're going to count Lupin. I don't know if we can count Lupin.
Can we count like Trading Places, or is that too?
Because then we got to count Lupin then as well.
Yeah, but that's a current thing. That's not like okay, fair enough. That's fair enough. Well, you can't talk about Lupin then because we're all talking about
Yeah.
All right, but I don't think he did that for Black History Month. I think he just.
We got to watch a Sidney Poitier movie, guys.
Oh,
I saw that.
That's what we really got to do.
Who?
Sidney
Poitier. Blazing Saddles, isn't it? We watched that last year, didn't we? Yeah.
Is he in Blazing Saddles?
Yeah.
Saddles, yeah. Sidney Poitier.
All right. Well, none of you asked, but I started watching Dear Mama on Disney Plus, which is about Tupac and his mum, Afeni and Tupac Shakur, and it's like their relationship. And it just also talks about like him growing up as being part of the Black Panthers and that. And like, it's a 5-part series, and I'm halfway through the second episode, but I'm really liking it. Like, I think it's good. Like, for me, I will always look at Tupac as a different artist. Like, he wasn't just a normal
rapper. He was a movement.
And I think this is helping me remember that he was a movement. Like, his proper, it talks about like how he grew up, and obviously his mom and his stepdad were both in the Panthers. Now, he was supposed to be the chairman, I don't know whatever the word is, of like this thing called, basically it was like going to be an offshoot of the Black Panthers. And he was supposed to run that if he didn't get a record deal. Yeah, but he got a record deal. It talks about the fact that how he came out with, what was that band he came out with? And he did the hoop-de-hop, whatever the song was.
I know you're referring to it.
Talks about all of that kind of stuff. Because I remember always watching the videos thinking, what the hell was Puck doing with this? This ain't gangster. But it talks about him, how he did it, and how like how that even...
When Puck came...
He wasn't gangster, that's what I mean. He wasn't, and that's what I'm saying.
People say he changed off the juice.
But that's what, and even they say saw him in juice here, but that's what I'm saying. I'm looking at it and I'm going, and then like it's I don't know, you can see it happening, like difference, but like, and obviously when he got beaten up by the police for jaywalking, yeah, had his proper beat him up and then like knocked him unconscious, all that, was laughing at him. Then
he's to underground, that's what they call
it. To underground. They were like, just because you was a rapper, don't mean nothing. You can learn like everyone else, like all of that kind of stuff. And then when I stopped watching the second episode, it started playing Brenda's Got a Baby. And
first time I saw Tupac.
That was my introduction to Tupac.
Yeah.
So shout out to my older sister. She brought me on that album. She brought me on that song, like on MTV or whatever. And like that song. And I was like, from that day, I said, this guy's different. And that was my first introduction to Tupac.
Yeah, that was my first introduction. First time I ever saw Tupac was Brenda's Got a Baby.
Bruv,
this guy's coming different, man. Cold. And I was mad young when that video came out. Like 92, I think that video came out.
It might have been 1993, something like that.
Yeah, I'm really mad young, just thinking, rah, this woman had a baby in the toilet, just threw the baby in the bin.
Right, and I think it
was. Why would she do that?
Right, because the video as well, I was like, rah, that's what I'm saying, it hit home. So I'm definitely, I think, like I said, if anyone is into Tupac or any of that kind of stuff, that's on Disney Plus. Like I said, it's a 5-part series. And a book I've been reading, which is also kind of related to Tupac, but not related to Tupac, is the book about Nipsey Hussle, The Marathon Don't Stop, which is the life and times of Nipsey Hussle.
Rest in peace, brother.
Yeah, and that's a good book as well, to be fair. And the reason I'm reading that is because I didn't know about Nipsey, if I'm honest. It sounds weird, like, I don't even remember a Nipsey tune, brother, if I'm real with you, yeah?
Serious.
Like, and I know that you can say, oh, he was on that tune. I'll be like, okay, cool, I remember that tune, yeah? But, like, I don't remember, like, ever listened to one of Nipsey Hussle. I don't think I've listened to Nipsey Hussle album. I know he's only got one actual album, but like some of his mixtapes, I don't remember listening to any of them. But the book talks about him and how he kind of looked at the world and how he wasn't, again, he was like Park, he wasn't just like a normal rapper, like how much things he did in his community and all of that kind of stuff. And I'm like, it's powerful. Like, it's a good book, brother. It's a good book.
Wasn't they making a film about Nipsey Hussle? What's his name? That guy had bare kids.
No, you're talking about Nick Cannon. No, he wanted to do it about Dr. Sebi.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, so Dr. Sebi, that's it. Sorry.
He was doing about Dr. Sebi. But yeah, no, when I finish the book, I'll let you know properly about the whole book with Nipsey Hussle. But I think so far it's been a good read.
Yeah, no, when he passed away, that's when I done my... Obviously, I listened to his music beforehand, but I didn't know much about him. When he passed away, that's when I went digging and stuff and... finding out that he's half Eritrean and he lived in Eritrea for like 3 months.
Yes, so that's what they're talking about him being in Eritrea and all that kind of stuff. But obviously, I'm also listening to audiobooks, so like they don't say Eritrea, like they say Eritrea, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, where is that in the world? Eritrea, bro. Like, but yeah, nah, it's been good.
We're probably saying it wrong, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't know that. Well, the people that are from Eritrea that I heard, they've called it Eritrea.
Eritrea, right? Yeah,
that's how they've said it to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but no, definitely. All right, guys. Well, hopefully you lot can go away next week and do your homework.
Yeah. All right, cool. See, it's proper teacher eyes, isn't it? Yeah, Merv, yeah?
Also... Yeah, what's coming out next week? I know you've already watched Godfather of Harlem, haven't you, Rich?
Yeah, I've done that.
Well, Godfather of Harlem season 3 is on is it Disney Plus? What is it on? Prime.
Lionsgate
Plus. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, is anything? Nah, that's episode 209. Fully Geek Pod.
That's it, baby.
Love, peace, chicken grease. Shout out, brother Kwame.
Big up, Kwame.
Like, share, subscribe, comment, all that.
Peace.
Yes.